Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinze Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
No role plays, just real. Chris and Lorenzo share four decades of combined experience to help you become a more effective leader.
We've never really, as a workforce, spent a lot of time on making sure we're developing good leaders.
We'll be able to share stories, experience, mistakes, failures, successes.
This is Hacking Your Leadership.
Welcome to Hacking Your Leadership. I'm Chris.
And I'm Lorenzo.
And Lorenzo, on this episode, I want to talk about something that is related to the last guest interview that I conducted yesterday. It was with a woman named Karen Kenny, and her full guest interview will air and publish on Hacking Your Leadership in a few weeks here. She is the co-author of a book called Leading with Character, 10 Minutes a Day to a Brilliant Legacy. She headed up the Johnson & Johnson Institute for Leadership and Executive Performance for a number of years. And we had a fantastic conversation around the concept of legacy. Something that interests me, you know, when I was younger, I remember going to a funeral for my grandfather who passed away when I was about 21 or 22 years old. And I remember there being, you know, almost 800 people that filled the church for his funeral. And I always knew he was a good guy. He was a great man. He influenced a lot of people. But these were not people that, you know, worked for him. They were just people he'd impacted positively in his life from kind of all different areas. And it was just this kind of like moment where I realized how many people felt the need to go pay their respects to him, you know, when he passed away. And that's always stuck with me as this kind of idea of, you know, what are you doing? What am I doing each day that might impact the number of people who want to come to my funeral one day? And I want, you know, it's a kind of a morbid thought, but at the end of the day, that's a really good litmus test for, you know, how relevant and impactful and positive a person was in their life in terms of how they impact other people. And so for this episode, I really want to talk about this concept of legacy. And, you know, you have said a number of times on Hacking Your Leadership that if you're a leader of people and you think your people aren't talking about you around the dinner table with their spouse, then you are mistaken, because they are. And so, you know, first thing I want to ask is, you know, do you remember the last time you were sitting around the dinner table with your family and you spoke about one of your bosses, either positively or negatively, and what it meant to you that person was occupying that space in your head when you were with your family?
Well, absolutely. I think almost daily. You know, I think one reason or another that I'm thinking about and or talking about the relationships I have with my mentors. And, you know, through the years, my mentors have been those that I've reported to directly, those that I have, excuse me, that I've known for a long time, or that I maybe even didn't work with, maybe in the same space, but worked around in different types of spaces. But that's kind of how I think of to your point of like legacy, like people that have had a major positive impact in my life. And quite honestly, like sometimes when I think about legacy, I also think of those people, and I kind of said this a few times before, that maybe in the moment, you know, I didn't feel like I was the most motivated, inspired, you know, accepted or appreciated. But they also really helped to shape and cement my ideals of leadership and what I would make sure I always stood for. And that remembering how I felt in those moments has always been something that's reminded me of how to treat people and to make sure I don't want people to feel like that in the moment. And so for me, like that's really what I think about when it comes to like legacy. But yeah, like it is without question. You know, I talk quite a bit about those in my life that have had a positive impact, because I'm relatively consistent with communicating with them in different ways and at different times. And much of our conversation isn't even about necessarily, you know, work or whatever thing that we did together at whatever time in my life. A lot of times now, as a father and having two young daughters and thinking about them and growing up and parenthood and that type of thing, a lot of the conversation I will have with many of my mentors is around being a parent and is around the things that they learned. Because I feel that it's like those leaders who were super helpful in my professional career and that I made great connections with and looked out for me and gave me opportunities, you know, were transparent with how they coached me over the years. I will also go to them and ask questions around things that are not work related, because I think that they tend to have an overall, you know, way about them where they're willing to and want to be involved and be engaged in conversations about who I am as a person in totality. And so that's kind of what I try to do my absolute best when I show up for my people is, you know, there is work that has to be done. There are jobs that we have to do. There are things that we are responsible for, but I want to be there for the whole person.
If I think about the times where I have spoken negatively about a person in terms of like where I vented about them to my family around the dinner table, so to speak, I think it's virtually always a boss, and that's because if you are venting about somebody, to me that implies that you can't really opt out of the relationship, right?
right.
So when you talk about mentors and you talk about people who you can speak positively about around the dinner table, you know, they can be a boss or they don't have to be a boss. But if they're not a boss and you're talking positively about them and about their impact on you, you've opted into that relationship on your own, you know, because you don't have to anymore. You don't either you never reported to them, or you did at one point and you saw the value in that relationship. So even after the reporting relationship was over, you wanted to make sure that you kept the personal and professional relationship going with that person. And there are many people in the course of my career that I can say that about. But the people who at one point or another I vented about, they're fleeting. They're not in my life anymore because I opted out. And I think that's a really important distinction there, because, you know, the if you are venting about somebody, if you don't like what the impact they're having on you, you know, you will opt out of that relationship at the first available opportunity. And if you can't, and if you are venting more and more and you find this going on longer and longer, to me that implies an inability to move on, an inability to exit the relationship. Not necessarily your fault, you know, maybe the, you know, job circumstances or whatever it is, you're kind of stuck with a person, and that does happen sometimes. But I think that this it's really important to think about, you know, from the standpoint of how people are negatively and positively impacting their own legacy with regard to how they lead you. I want to touch a little bit on what you said around the cautionary tale part of it. And so, like, I think about relationships, right? Like we look back on, you know, the people that we're with that we decided to marry. Part of what influenced that decision was a comparison to the things that happened to us in our lives in previous relationships, where we said, okay, I won't tolerate this anymore. This is what I know about myself. I think we do the exact same thing when it comes to bosses. I think we as we go further along in our career, we see things out of our bosses that you know, kind of, you know, pick the little feelers up on the back of our neck. They go, oh, I've seen this before. This doesn't go the right way. Or I've seen this before. This does go the right way. I need to spend more time here. And so, you know, do you remember the last time that happened to you when you were, you know, kind of, you know, in a new potential relationship or a new boss, and, you know, something your spidey sense kind of, you know, peaked up a little bit, either positively or negatively, and you were kind of on the lookout for how this person was, you know, impacting you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think when you were talking about that, one time that kind of vividly stuck out to me is I'm really big on, like, do what you say, and sure. and stay, like, kind of like 10 toes down on what you say you believe in, right? So I remember specifically a situation where I had been told about a team that I was going to go lead, about all these, you know, positive things and the people that are there, and it was kind of like a decision for me around. And this was, I don't know, a while ago, but it was kind of like do you want to take this type of an opportunity? This is something that might happen for you. And I was kind of told one thing about the team and the individuals on the team and what they saw and what they thought was good and where the work was. And then the minute I got into that team, the tone changed around them. Well, like, now that you're there, you're probably going to see these things and this types of opportunities, and this person is, and I kind of felt like that was where I got the tingly of like, well, wait a minute, like a couple of weeks ago when we were having conversations about the team and the individuals on the team, you were very, you know, clear about what you saw and all the positives and, you know, the reasons why this would be a good fit and these, all those types of things. And now it's a very different tone. And so for me, it's kind of like, well, your opinion of people doesn't change over the course of 2 weeks, especially in regards to like performance and how they show up. So that was a little bit of a, like a tingling element of me of like, well, wait a minute, hold on. You know, this doesn't match.
You were being sold a bill of goods there. Here, yeah,
yeah, exactly. It's what we call wolf tickets, right, in the hip hop world, right? Wait a minute here. But that was definitely a tingly thing, because that made me question and think about, well, wait a minute. You know, like, I'm going to have to get more interactions here to either understand, was this done with intent, and is this somebody who is just not, you know, willing to stand up for what they believe or be accurate in their assessments. Or it was just this is like a, you know, like a, the context has shifted, and what the information I needed at that point, maybe I needed different information at this point. So I want to give somebody also the benefit of the doubt to a degree.
Sure.
But that's where the spidey sense kind of kicked in, was like, let me have some more interactions here where I kind of start to assess whether this person believes what they say, and they're going to do what they say they're going to do, to help me kind of build up that type of relationship. But I think what's interesting, though, when it comes to like legacy, is that I'll share my thought as well. Like my feeling of legacy is that, you know, I want to have a positive impact on people's lives, and I want them to, you know, I want to help people exceed their own expectations, right, and achieve the goals personally and professionally. Well, my legacy for people, a lot of that is based upon their work and their attitude and their willingness to do the work, right? So I share that because I'm well aware that for those that are in the space where they want guidance, they want empowerment, they want the ability to kind of learn and grow and challenge themselves, I think that I leave a good legacy with them, that they feel good under my leadership and with my leadership, because they kind of feel like, hey, things are for the most part very fair and equitable here, and I get a chance here, and if I want to come to work every day and work hard and do a good job and learn and grow and challenge, I've got a really good chance of being able to, you know, exceed my own goals in life. And then there are people that they don't like that, because and when all things are fair and consistent and that kind of equitable to a degree where everybody can show up for that same opportunity, there's a lot more competition now. It's no longer about my subjective opinion about them. It's no longer about, can they make me happy or impress me with what they tell me? It has nothing to do with just like who you know or how you navigate yourself in those relationships. It really and truly is about everybody has a fair chance here. And so for some people, I guarantee you that my legacy would be one of like, he doesn't give a whole bunch of clear direction, and you know, he isn't, you know, with me, spending time with me every day or making sure to follow up on my work. And like, yeah, you're right. Like I will accept that as a part of my legacy, potentially, that people don't feel, you know, either inspired, motivated, engaged in whatever the work is, because my approach to my own legacy is one that I'm less concerned with trying to, you know, be so caught up in the feelings of how many promotions did I get or how many people did I move forward, that I'm more about how many people have had the opportunity to show up as themselves. And then by showing up as themselves, build the confidence they need to continue to be great at their job, which then allows them to grow as people. And whether that's, you know, promotions, jobs within my organization, or going other places to achieve a goal or a dream or get perspective, like, I'm all for it. Right. Like, because that's what's there for me. So I think that's something as well that we don't really talk about when it comes to legacy, is that we can say all the right things, but actually how we show up in how we want to build our legacy, for some people, it just doesn't work for them. But that's OK, you know, because it's you have to make a choice as a leader to be there and to stand for the things you're going to stand for. And that means, for the most part, not every single person is going to align with how you lead.
Right. I mean, you're talking about values. You know, what values do you hold dear? And, you know, I think that's a great kind of lens to look through, because it's really difficult to do the work that it takes to do what you're talking about day in and day out for years and years and years. It's really difficult to under any circumstances. It's virtually impossible to do it if you are not rooting that those decisions, that behavior in something that is great, something that is bigger or deeper within you, like those values. I think it's only possible to do it if you can root it back into whatever your personal value system is. And so if that's what your personal value system is, you know that, you know, if you start making attempts to kind of meet everybody where they are, then it's going to come off as A, diluted, and B, you're going to spread yourself too thin. You're going to lose passion around the consistency that it takes to get people who really deserve it and who really want to meet you where they are. You're going to lose the ability to impact them positively. So it's like, you know, it's kind of like knowing, I don't say your own limitations, because I don't think it's a limitation. I think it's kind of like a confidence to say, you know, I'm not going to win every single fight or every single battle, but I know that based on what my strengths are and my values are, these are the ones that I can win. These are the ones that I can do well. These are the people who I can influence positively and who I can make sure that my legacy is a positive one with them. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that being the legacy and not trying to be all things to all people, because I don't need to have 1,000% of all my direct reports over the course of my career. I don't need to have everyone saying, wow, Chris was the best leader, the best either. No. That's first of all, it's impossible. You know, it's about do the people who matter say that about you? The people who matter, the people who share your values, the people who share the values of whatever organizations you're working for, do those people say that about you? And you have the confidence to say that's good enough, because anything other than that would be not remaining true to, you know, what that core value is, or the core values are that I try to live by.
Yeah, I think it's a great point. And with that, it brings us to this episode's 1 minute hack. But first, a few words from our sponsors.
As an actor, a producer, and a proud Latino father, my days can get very busy, which is why I make sure to dedicate time to what's important, like supporting my community through my work, sharing my Colombian and Venezuelan culture, and being present for my family, which is everything to me. Hey everyone, it's Wilmer Valderrama, and we're reflecting on what matters most. I start by giving thanks for good support in my life whenever I need to make the big decisions. How about you? If it's insurance you need, State Farm is there to help you choose the right coverage for you. And State Farm offers great support 24/7. Just call an agent. State Farm is also a big supporter of My Cultura Podcast Network by helping to share our Latinx voices. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you get your podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The 1 minute hack.
All right, for this episode's 1 minute hack, here's what I want you to do. I want you to think about legacy in the context of the actions you do every day. You can't set out to create a legacy. All you can do is make sure your actions every day are in spirit of what you want that legacy to be, and trust that it will come. And so what I want you to do is get out your pen and paper, and I want you to write down a few sentences that you would love your people to say about you if they were asked about you. And this could be something when you're no longer around and they don't report to you anymore, you've moved on, they moved on, what you want them to say about you. And after you write down a few of those sentences that you want people to say about you, I want you to think back on the last dozen or so interactions you had with your people. Think about how those interactions went and how you left the conversation. Would they say any of those things about you after that interaction? If the answer is yes, then you're well on your way to creating a legacy for yourself, because your people are saying those things about you based on those daily interactions. If you can't say that about every one of those interactions, then that's something you have to work on, because regardless of what the interaction is, whether it's something where you're holding people accountable, you're performance counseling them or managing them, or you're giving them props or kudos, whatever, it could be anything. They need to be able to say those things about you, and they can if you do it the correct way. And so start thinking about how you can make sure that your people are saying these things about you after each interaction. And again, you'll build a lasting legacy for yourself.
Yeah, I think it's a great one to hack. And I would also suggest being as detailed as possible. If you go into this and you say something like, I want them to say that I'm a servant leader. Well, what do you mean by that? Like, what exactly do you mean by that? You need to get down to it saying, like, I want people to say that I'm a good listener, that I'm supportive. Because then you can start to think about, well, how do I make sure that I can be a good listener? You know, what am I doing to better my active listening skills and things like that? What am I doing to better understand how I can support people? Because like once you have this idea of the legacy that you want to leave, then I think you really have to start to build out what are the specific behaviors that you need to have every single day. And if you're too general with your definition, it's going to be really difficult to build a plan that you can hold yourself accountable to be better for your people.
Yeah, that's spot on. I think the more vague we allow ourselves to be, the easier it is to say, oh yeah, I did that because it's not defined. It's like you have KPIs in business. You have to have KPIs when it comes to this too. How are you measuring success? And it has to be something that anybody could look at and define the exact same way. And you know, so you can't kind of lie to yourself, so to speak.
Absolutely. And before we wrap up the show, I want to give a quick shout out to our Patreon and all of our new listeners. Thank you so much for your continual support. If there's one thing that I could ask, it is please continue to leave a review if you haven't already on any of your podcasting platforms. Those are really important for our show, and they help us to gain a lot more exposure and promotion. And with that, it brings us to the end of this episode. This is Hacking Your Leadership. I'm Lorenzo.
And I'm Chris.
And we'll talk to you all next time.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.